Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. You're tuned in to a nice special event here at CITR for the next, in about 10 minutes or so, I'd say. We've got some guests here in the studio from all the way from Calgary, Alberta, is the Chivarettes, and they're on a tour and here in town to play a show tonight with locals Glad Rags and Alien Boys at the Black Lab. So they are here in studio and going to be playing a live set for us in a bit. We're just tying everything up. For now, to start things off, I'm going to play a track by Glad Rags from their latest record, Smile. This is Popsicles. And again, stay tuned. In a bit, we will have live music for you from the Chivarettes. This is Popsicles by the Glad Rags.
In this bitch.
Tonight, yeah, I'm saving.
That was Alien Boys with their song Anthem from their Self-Critical Theory album. Before that, we heard from the Glad Rags with Popsicles off of their album Smile. As it's two local bands who are going to be playing tonight at the Black Lab here in Vancouver with a band from Calgary who happens to be in the studio just playing those songs. And wow, happens to be that the band that's in here is also playing with them. Amazing how that works out. Anyhow, they're called the Chivarettes. They're from Calgary. And next thing you're going to hear is going to be a live set from the band, and then we'll get them in the studio and have a brief chat. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast for unceded Musqueam territory, and this is the Chivarettes.
Thank you. song is the title track from our new album. It's called Dead Men Can't Catcall. Because this one has some salty language in it. Hopefully that's okay. We're just going to go for it anyway. This is a new one. I don't want to talk. There's nothing to say. I don't want to see who you're in my way. I don't give a fuck what to do. Yeah!
CITR, we love you.
That was live set from Calgary band The Chivarettes. Really wonderful. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. And on the other side of these messages, might hear some music, and then eventually we'll chat with the folks from The Chivarettes. Stay tuned.
Timber Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up?
Playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama bless me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. That is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You're still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this is a special hour. Just if you've been tuned in, just had a live set from Calgary-based band The Shiverettes, and they are now joining me in the studio. How's everybody feeling? How's everyone holding up?
Super great.
Yeah,
super
really great. Good. That's fun.
That's good to hear. Okay, super great is what we're trying, what we're aiming for.
Yeah.
Well, there was a
Stumptown Cold Brew that we picked up on campus, so we're feeling
great.
Real good.
Yeah, that's helping. We're very caffeinated right now.
Along with, well, if you're in here, along with your Cliff Bars and your French fries and frozen yogurt. Okay. In the mall that is the Nest. How did you feel about this building, playing the space? We had to close the doors, but still have the atrium kind of like food court kind of feel. How's that?
It's cool. It's really cool. We were expecting to play in like a tiny, small little room, which is what most radio stations are, which is totally fine. And then, yeah, we got here and you open up these doors and there's this big atrium and like all these people not really paying attention, but like there's still people there. So, yeah, it was really cool. Great space.
Yeah. Great. So you want to quickly introduce yourselves, say what you do in the band.
Sure. I'm Haley. I'm vocals.
My name is Steve, and I play drums.
I'm Kaylee. I play guitar and vocals.
I'm Cecilia. I play bass and some backup vocals.
Awesome. And together, we are the Shiverettes. The Shiverettes. Anyhow, you're from Calgary, and you're on a tour coming to town. How is the tour going? Any wacky stories that you can say?
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, we're sort of doing like interspersed touring, like in weekends here and there. We all kind of have day jobs and whatnot. So a couple weeks ago, we were at Calgary Edmonton. And then today, obviously, we're here in Vancouver. It was great. We left Calgary yesterday and had some kind of hairy weather. And it was like, at first it was cool because it was like, yo, this is like Jurassic Park, Lord of the Rings stuff. And then it was not dusk anymore. It was just pitch black.
Yeah. And it was really not fun.
Frightening, feels life-threatening. And
yeah, it was at some point it was like, hey, on a count of three, everybody shout your level of anxiety. And everybody said 11 and I said Ativan. And I was just like in the back having a meltdown. But Steve's a champ. He's the real MVP. Yeah, but we made it, and we're really excited to be here. We've never played Vancouver before, so.
Great. Okay, cool. And the show you're playing tonight is at Black Lab, and it's alongside Glad Rags and Alien Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Two very good bands. Cool. And you also, I guess the reason you've been doing this interspersed touring is a new album that you just put out.
Yes.
Called Dead Men Can't Catcall. How's the process gone? You've even made CDs, pressed things. How the whole thing gone?
We even like got shirts made this time.
And real shirts.
Yeah, it definitely feels like we're leveling up as a band, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going really good. We're new to this, so we didn't press enough records. So we're already out of half of our records.
That's great. That feels good. It just gives you a good boost of confidence.
Yeah, they're in high demand right now, I guess. So yeah, like the records, they're selling really fast. Shirts are selling really quick. We have like no small shirts left. It's going really good. People seem really excited about it and everyone's really into it. So it's been a nice ego boost for us, that's for sure.
Totally. Cool. And you want to talk about, I guess, brief history of the band. So what led up to this album? I know there are a couple of like small EPs and stuff. And
So the Shiverettes technically formed about 4 years ago. It was Kaylee and I and a couple different folks in the rhythm section. And then Cecilia and Steve came on board and really solidified the whole thing and the vibe and kind of the sound that we were going for. So that was about 2 years ago. Released a couple of little tapes just to kind of get something out there and played a lot of shows, saved up a bunch of money, and then recorded the full length last year, and then spent the last year kind of mixing and mastering and doing artwork and that kind of thing. A Calgary artist, Caitlin Roth, who's just the coolest cat. She did all of our album artwork, and it's so, so rad. And then now we're putting it out, and it's it's been a tough couple of years here and there for the band for a few different reasons. You know, we have our own struggles in Calgary, and so it feels really cool to like finally have a thing out and have people feel really, a lot of good feedback about it. It feels really good.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask about the album artwork.
The cat
swallowing a car.
I can't tell you a whole lot about it. Caitlin just came up with it because she's a kook.
Yeah, we just like sent her the name of the album. We said the album's going to be called Dead Men Can't Cat Call. Can you do something? And so she came out with that with like very little direction at all. And then we also have an insert in the record as well. And it's a cat with like all of these fish, like dead fish around it. And they're both so perfect. So yeah, she's amazing. We just send her like, here's a few words. And she comes up with this amazing art based on it. She's great.
Great. And then you mentioned, about Calgary, I guess, in general. I have a very distorted view of Calgary, I feel, because I've been there a few times, but it is only associated with two things. So, like, visiting the radio station there, CJSW, and then also being there in June for Sled Island. And so you kind of, like, run through this cyclone of, like, oh, this is so cool. Look at all this stuff happening. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, you know, actually next week the Stampede is coming here. And I'm like, I don't know if these venues are actually used for shows most of the time. So
yeah, it's not like that all the time. Yeah.
No. And I mean, like those things are like, I love Calgary. I think it's great. I'm born and mostly raised and it's wonderful. And, you know, there's a lot of really interesting work being done in the city in terms of, you know, just like social awareness and accountability and safer spaces and that kind of thing. But I think every city struggles with venues staying open and being able to put on shows and be warm, welcoming spaces for everybody. So I think there's been a bit of struggles with that in Calgary lately. But, you know, there's some pretty loud mouthy folks, us included, who are asking to, you know, let's be a little bit better. So I think it's getting there. But yeah, there's lots of work to be done, but it's cool traveling around to different cities and kind of picking up different little, you know, ideas and initiatives and stuff and then taking them back and hopefully kind of implementing them here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Any groups or bands you're associated with you want to shout out? Anybody that's on your mind?
Like, we're really excited to be playing with Glad Rex today.
Yeah, super excited for them. And Alien Boys as well. We're really excited about both of those bands. We've been doing a lot of shows with Power Buddies from Edmonton. So we love them. And it's just so great playing shows with them and watching their set over and over. Like, I could watch that set until I die and be happy. We played with Love Waves in Calgary, who we really like. Who else? We're playing with the Garys in Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah. And Homo Monstrous, and then Power Buddies again. So it's fun putting a tour together and just basically like cherry picking all of our favorite bands and being like, we want to play a show with you and with you. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's been really fun. But I'd say Power Buddies are our faves if we're going to pick.
Yeah, they're our best buddies.
They are your Power Buddies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Once more, the show tonight is at Black Lab with Glad Rags and Alien Boys. What's the wrap-up of the tour look like? Is it heading back from here, or do you have more?
This is the only show that we're playing this weekend, we're going to hang out after the show tonight. So, like, come down and say hi, and we'll be friends with you and hang out.
It's an early show, too. It starts, doors are at 8. I think first band's 8:30, and we're 9:15.
That's always great.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, so then we can party after.
Yay!
Proponent of early shows.
Yeah, totally.
Or go to bed after.
Yeah. Well, it is a long weekend. Stat holiday.
I know, tomorrow, I keep forgetting. So.
Any last things you wanted to get out there?
Thank you to you and all of CITR for having us today. It's really great to like you know, we're from Calgary. We know CJSW really well, but it's super nice to be able to come here and be really welcomed into the space here as well. So thank you a lot for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And so we got one song lined up. We're going to play Planet Claire by the B-52s. Woo! as a request from the Chevrettes. We might get some more requests. Anyhow, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. If you missed the set, you'll be able to go online and check it out in the next day or so on our website, citr.ca, and then just search the Chevrettes and you'll find it. All right, this is Planet Claire by the B-52s. Thank you once more to the band.
Thank you.
Stars that shine.